This is Althea. I'm in 11th grade at Bethel Park High School.
I'm Janyla, and I'm 12 years old, and I live in Pittsburgh.
This is Anna. I'm 17 years old, and I live in Murraysville.
This is Julian. I'm in 8th grade at SciTech in Oakland, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
We're so glad that you're joining us for the Kidsburg Podcast. I'm Melissa Rayworth. I'm the editor at Kidsburg.org, and we have some great stuff for you today.
And I'm Yuling Chang, director of Kidsburg. I'm excited to be here today. Our Kidsburg partner, Christine Sorensen, is here too. She's also an anchor at KDKA-TV.
And I love partnering with Kidsburg because I just get so much great info on the website, which focuses on resources to help parents and caregivers so that all kids can grow and thrive. And today we have some special help for caregivers, including those in the sandwich generation like myself, helping older parents and also caring for our own kids.
And in each episode, we also spill the tea with teens, getting info on things we really want to know.
But we're starting with our hidden gem, a place you may not know about, but that is an incredible resource. And today, it's the Highmark Caring Place.
The Highmark Caring Place is such a special place in our community because it's really unique in how it helps children and families who are grieving. I know we all know a child who has lost a parent, and it's unimaginable. But that's what's so incredible about the Highmark Caring Place is they know how to help. And what they do is they help the whole family, because as they say, when someone's grieving, it's not just one person or just the child, it is the whole family. And they don't provide counseling. What they do is actually peer support. So children and teens come together and actually meet with other children and teenagers of similar age who've gone through the same thing, which is such a powerful thing. And you know, sometimes the kids come and they're not ready to talk, and that's okay, because it goes over a period of weeks. You meet with the same people, but many of them develop a comfort level and they start to be able to open up. And it's just so powerful how that support, just knowing that I'm not alone in this, as hard as it is, there's other people, and look, they've gotten through it too. You know, of course, here in Pittsburgh, Fred Rogers is our idol. And Fred was a big part of the Caring Place. He was the honorary chairman. And I want to read this quote from him. He said, "It's only natural that we and our children find many things hard to talk about, but anything human is mentionable, and anything mentionable can be manageable. The mentioning can be difficult, and the managing too, but both can be done if we're surrounded by love and trust." And that's what the Caring Place is, the Highmark Caring Place. It's that love and trust from people who meet together and get to know each other and really support each other.
Wow, that sounds like such a powerful model. I love the idea that for a child going through something so difficult, that they can just be with other kids who understand it. They don't even maybe even have to, especially at the beginning, talk about the specifics of what they're feeling or what they've been through, because they just know everyone gets it.
Yeah, it's truly a special place. And I also know of parents who have found support with other parents there, and it's helped them feel like they can help their child better. I'm so glad you brought this up. For more information about the Highmark Caring Place, visit Kidsburg.org.
Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast.
Being a parent is an incredible journey, but it's not an easy one. Caregiving can be challenging, in part because we love the people we care for, but sometimes it seems there's never enough time in the day to care for them and ourselves. And then you add in caring for an older parent as well, and the struggle gets even more real. Today, we're getting some advice from Dr. Abigail Schlesinger, Chief of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry at UPMC Western Psychiatric and Children's Hospital. Dr. S., thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me for this important conversation.
Yeah, I mean, caregiving, I see it as an honor, but man, can it be tiring and hard. And especially, let's talk about parents of young children, because that, you add on exhaustion, being up at night. How can a parent, first of all, help identify if they need help?
I'm going to rephrase your question slightly, because I think the first thing we need to identify is that every parent is going to need help, period. Even the most resourced parents, you know, there's an issue in our society right now that people tend to think that they need to do things on their own. You know, our former Surgeon General actually released an advisory about this, saying like parents feel under pressure and they feel like they need to do it on their own. That's new. Parents shouldn't have to do these things on their own. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, they do need help.
That's so true, because we used to think it takes a village, but sometimes that village is not what it used to be generations ago.
Right, exactly. And sometimes as a parent, we need to think about rebuilding our village, right? And remember who is in our village. There may be a neighbor that you haven't even thought could be helpful. But because we have this solitary thing that has occurred in our culture in the last generation, people don't naturally think, who are the people around me that might actually love to help?
That is such a good point. I think about my neighbor who's retired, and they said, look, we're here to help you. Just let us know. We can help you with driving if you need help. And it's right. And they weren't necessarily a part of my original village.
Yeah. But I think sometimes, you know, people won't necessarily come out and ask to help like that. How do you ask for help, or who do you go to?
Right. I mean, I think the first thing is actually, as you mentioned, recognizing when you need help and who could help you, right? So looking around in your village and seeing who might be someone that could offer anything to you. I'm a big fan in outsourcing, meaning thinking like, what's going on that somebody else could do for me or with me? Something that parents don't often think about is that just someone who knows you well enough to say, hey, you look stressed out, you look burnt out, just asking someone to sort of keep an eye on you could be help. So that's like a first thing I suggest to parents, like look around in your world and say, who knows me well enough to help me identify when I might need help?
You know, I think about that and it's true. Like I always think about my kids and do they need help? But it's a good idea to have someone looking after you saying, hey, do you need help? And why is it so important that caregivers not get run down or overworked? I mean, I think we all know it's important not to be that, but tell us why. Like, why should we always keep this in mind?
We all have times in our life where for brief periods of time, we're overdoing it, right? Some big stress comes up, we're tired. Maybe for the, you know, the beginning of a baby's life, they don't sleep much. But our body's not designed to live under that amount of pressure for long periods of time. So having someone else in your world that can help you keep your body and brain sort of active so you can be the best parent, the best caregiver you possibly can. Because long periods of time where we're not getting help, where we're feeling like we're doing it on our own, where we're burnt out, will ultimately impair your personal health, but also be negative for your child. And if there's a parent you're taking care of, won't help them either. You know, just like if you were on a plane, you're told, you know, take care of yourself first, put your own air on first before you put it on your child. This is a similar thing. You have to take care of your body and brain to be able to be the optimal parent.
Well, so when I think of that, I think of self-care. And while we'd all love to go to a spa for a weekend, what small things can we do in the day for self-care and to make sure that we are rested and healthy so that we can do the loving work of caring for others?
I totally agree. Self-care is such a complicated concept. But really, the things that have the most impact aren't that complicated. So one is, we shouldn't go long periods of time without sleeping. And it may sound basic, but if you're starting to have maybe a child that's not sleeping well at all, that's when like a spouse, a partner, someone else to help give you a break so you can sleep is really important. Mothers sometimes don't realize that at the beginning. They feel like they need to be available for their kid 24/7, and our body's not designed to do that. The other real basic thing is eating. Right? People start getting going, start getting busy, start getting in sort of almost feeling traumatized by life, and they either forget to eat or they don't eat things that are good for them. So sort of really thinking about, am I getting the food I need to feed my body and brain? You know, we wouldn't run a car with no gas in it, and we shouldn't try to run our body that way either, but we do when we're busy.
And I know for me, something as simple as taking a 5-minute walk outside in nature, even when it's cold in Pittsburgh, still does the trick for me. I mean, little things like that, do you recommend as well?
I love little things like that. I love just, you know, when it's cold, actually, there's a physiologic thing about walking out into the cold for a brief period of time that can help reset you if you're feeling very stressed out and like you can't think. So there is some benefit of cold for short periods of time. And certainly being outside, being in the sun, feeling the wind. And there's actually some benefit for brief periods of time reminding yourself of it, right? Not just doing it and rushing through it, but sitting for a second in it and saying like, wow, look at this. This is good for me. It may sound stupid or small, but reminding yourself that because you have this second for yourself does make a difference. This is like a mindfulness trick.
So important to schedule those times for yourself. Earlier, you referenced parents that are in the sandwich generation, right? The parents that are caring for both their children as well as their aging parents. And how do you suggest they balance the needs of both when everything is important?
Well, so I guess the first thing that anybody taking care of anyone needs to recognize is that we can't be perfect and we're not going to make everyone happy all the time, right? So I think that when we have parents that have needs and kids that have needs, and we're doing so much, we want to get feedback like they're happy about what we're doing, right? You learn this when you raise children, right? That children are always happy with the choices we make and that you can't meet all their needs at all the time. So really stepping back and trying to prioritize, is this really something that needs to be done now or can it wait? And being clear with your parents or your children about this can happen but at another time, or I can't do this now because I'm doing something else. So I think also caregivers that are stressed out, as people, we might try to just hide it, like just take care of ourselves, just do it. And instead of doing that, letting people know, like, I'm doing a lot right now and I'll be able to help you with that at X time, but not at this moment.
Yeah, that really does help when I think about prioritizing all of those things. And just lastly, what resources can people seek out, whether it's therapy, parenting groups, I don't know, books, websites? Do you have any suggestions on where people go if they just want to connect or figure out some more things to do to help?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's tons of resources online and lots of them are really good, right? But I think there's also some more formal supports that are available in Pennsylvania that are worth mentioning. Parent to Parent and Allegheny Family Network, for those of you in Allegheny County, they're a great resource. You can call and get a parent who's been through something like you're going through if your kid is struggling in any way, and they can help hook you up with a sort of a peer support is what we call it, right? So more formal than a neighbor, but someone who's maybe not as in it as you are right now. If you have a parent that you're also sort of trying to work through how to manage the things they need. Pennsylvania has the Allegheny County Area Agency on Aging is for Allegheny County, but they're actually throughout the Pennsylvania. And they can provide a wide variety of services and supports, as well as help you and your aging parent think about what might help them succeed the best.
Dr. S., thank you so much for all of this advice. It's been a really great conversation. And for our listeners, we'll make sure to have links to the resources you mentioned at kidsburg.org. And now I feel like I need to go outside and take a walk for 5 minutes.
And as someone in that sandwich generation, I think you really gave me some good perspective on how to prioritize. Thank you.
Thank you for having this conversation with me.
I am so glad that you guys did this interview. It was really interesting to listen to, and I thought it was so important for all of us to realize, as she said, that every parent needs help. We can't just assume that we have to do everything on her own. I love that she talked about not only that we all need a village, but this idea of rebuilding your village, of noticing who actually is already maybe around you that you just haven't been asking for help from. I love that she said, who are the people around me who might love to help? Because I think often, especially as mothers, we may feel like, oh, I shouldn't burden somebody by asking them for help. But that concept that actually somebody might be delighted to be able to help you, it might be a gift to them. That's very liberating somehow. I think it feels good to help, right? I mean, that's one reason we do it. It is rewarding. And as part of that sandwich generation right now, helping both my parents and, you know, kid in high school, I remember she said, sometimes it's thankless, but that's okay because it's still so rewarding and it is still so wonderful to help.
But it's also hard.
Yes, true.
Yes. It's not easy. And I appreciated that she was honest about that, saying, take the time to take care of yourself.
Yes.
You have to make sure you're sleeping well, you're eating well, because if you're not doing those things, you're not actually able to give your best effort in helping.
Absolutely.
So that's, it just made me say, yes, okay, we can do this. And you should give yourself the gift of time because it's important, because then you'll be able to focus on helping your child or your parents.
And you need to take care of you and have decent quality of life for you. I love that she said our bodies aren't designed to be going 24/7. I wrote that quote down because I was like, I sometimes sit down and look at my calendar and I'm literally squeezing in all of these things. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, and then I'm mad at myself at the end of the day that I didn't do every single one of them. It's ridiculous. So there's something about hearing a mental health professional say so clearly, our bodies aren't designed to be going 24/7.
So next time we're going to schedule in a walk.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
Well, you've mentioned the power of taking a walk outside and getting some fresh air. And even if that's a couple of minutes,
it works.
You've got to give yourself that.
And we'll have all the resources mentioned in our interview at kidsburg.org.
You're listening to the Kidsburg Podcast. Pittsburgh is Kidsburg.
So we've been talking about caregiving. And we know that a lot of grandparents are a big part of their grandkids' lives. So today, we are spilling the tea with teens, and we're asking them, how do you help your grandparents, and how do they help you?
My grandparents help me by giving me space to be and comforting me without judgment. I help my grandparents by helping them around the house, cooking with my grandma, and teaching them English.
I like to think that I initiated them in like modern pop culture and stuff. We used to watch TV shows all the time. I got my grandpa back into action figures by introducing him to Avatar: The Last Airbender. I think that I really kept them company.
My grandma really helps me a lot. Whenever she comes over to Pittsburgh, usually during the summer, I feel like I'm always just like rotting in my room and like scrolling on my phone, but she takes walks every single morning. So she always makes me get up and go out. It's helped me like stop scrolling and like procrastinating a lot. It's helped me get out and like have more like healthy habits.
My name is Ira. I'm 14 years old and I'm from Fox Chapel and I go to Shadyside Academy.
My name is Moss. I am 18 and I live in Mount Washington.
I'm Lisa. I'm 14 years old and I live in Squirrel Hill.
Wow, so much to think about with this podcast. And I love how so much of it is about the support that families and friends can give each other.
And I truly believe it takes a village to raise a child, as the saying goes. And I love how Kidsburg and our website are part of that village, helping connect parents and caregivers to people who want to help.
We hope this podcast has helped you, and we hope that you'll join us at kidsburg.org, where we have a team of writers from around the region gathering all there is to know for parents, especially in the Pittsburgh area.
See you next time.
This is Louise. I'm in ninth grade at City High Charter School in Pittsburgh, and this is the Kidsburg Podcast.
On the next Kidsburg Podcast, we talk with our good friend Larry Berger, the executive director of SLB Radio, on why it's important to elevate youth voice and how you can help your kids share their own voices.
Until then, we hope you'll visit kidsburg.org to learn about the resources and advice from local experts that can help all kids have the best opportunity to thrive.